Timo's Shorts by Marie Langley. Timo had new swimming shorts. They were bright yellow with red and orange flames leaping up from the bottom of the legs. "These shorts are hot," said Timo. He couldn't wait to go swimming at school and show his new shorts to his friends. "You look after those new shorts," said Mum. "Remember how you lost your new sweatshirt last year?" Timo did remember, and he didn't want that to happen to his shorts. He put his swimming bag inside his backpack and set off to catch the bus to school. At swimming time, Timo grabbed his swimming bag from his backpack super fast and turned to rush out the door. Wham! He crashed into Ellie and they both fell on the floor. "Ouch!" said Ellie. "Watch where you're going!" But she wasn't really hurt. They both laughed, snatched up their bags and ran out to the field. On the way across the field, Timo told Max about his new swimming shorts. "You wait till you see them," said Timo. "They are hot." "Ow," said Max, and he sat down. "I've got a prickle in my foot." Timo sat down beside him and helped to get the prickle out. Then they picked up their swimming bags and ran on to the pool. The class was waiting for Ms. Jones to open the gate. Timo was very excited. He spun round in a circle, holding his swimming bag by the string. The bag swung out wide and fast. It hit Penny's legs. "Ouch!" said Penny. "Watch out!" "Stop that, Timo," said Ms. Jones. Timo went into the changing shed. "Wait till you see my new shorts," he told the other boys. "They are hot." He opened his bag, but his shorts weren't there. Timo's face fell. He hoped he hadn't lost them. Timo tried to remember all the places he'd been. He asked Ms. Jones if he could go and look for them. Maybe they'd fallen out of his bag when he was swinging it round. But no, his shorts weren't by the gate. Maybe he dropped them when he stopped to help Max. But no, his shorts weren't on the field. Maybe they'd fallen out when he bumped into Ellie. But no, the shorts weren't by the coat hooks. Timo thought hard. On the school bus that morning, he'd been waving his new shorts around. He was still waving them when the bus stopped. He remembered that he'd quickly shoved the shorts into his backpack. Then Timo looked into his backpack. There was his lunchbox. There was his library book. And yes, there, right at the bottom, were his shorts. "Yay!" said Timo. He hurried back to the pool and got changed very quickly. Everyone was lined up at the side of the pool, waiting for Ms. Jones to say that they could get in. Timo went and stood by Pitipi. Pitipi looked at Timo's new shorts. "Ouch," said Pitipi. "Ms. Jones, Timur's shorts are burning me. They are so hot. Ms. Jones looked at Timur's shorts. She saw the flames leaping up the legs. She laughed. You'd better jump in, Timur, and put out those flames. Then your shorts might not cause so much trouble.